Now for a story shaking the Boston sports world this morning. Celtics coach Doc Rivers going to L.A. The Clippers have reportedly agreed to pick up the rest of Rivers' three-year, $21 million contract with the Celts. In exchange, the Celts get a 2015 first-round draft pick. For more, we're joined now by retired, longtime Boston Globe sports writer Bob Ryan. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for speaking with us.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
So what's driving this? Doc Rivers did not want to stay with the Celts next season?
Doc is looking to take a prettier girl home from the prom than the one he arrived with. He signed a five-year contract. He knew very well that that would include a post-Kevin Garnett, post-Paul Pierce era, and that that would include a rebuilding process. He seemed to be okay with that at that time. But in the interim, he's had a change of heart. He sees an opportunity in Los Angeles with a team has two great young stars, Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, and definitely is a team on the rise. And there may be one other further thing is it may be that he doesn't want to coach Rajon Rondo in this circumstance. Now, this is total speculation, but I am not alone in including Rondo in the thought process.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he's a handful. He's obviously a challenging personality for any coach to deal with. And the idea that he would be the team leader after the departure of Pierce and Garnett, whenever that will be. They still are here now, but they very well may not be here in another week or so. Rondo falls a little bit short of what you would call a leader. You know, I don't want to paint him as a coach killer, but perhaps a coach chaser outer. But he may factor into this, although we would doubt that Doc would ever tell us that directly.
Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, you just mentioned both of them. Why might they not be around for a lot longer?
An option. They can either renew or pay him $15 million next year or buy him out for five and let him go. Garnett is 37, and Garnett is in the same category. Very possible that that would be a good way for them to go, enact their building process by freeing up some money and in hopes of getting free agents down the road. But it's just a matter of two aging players who together clearly cannot bring a championship to Boston, but with individually could represent very important assets to another team that is closer to a championship.
With the doctor out of the building, so to speak, and with Pierce and Garnett maybe gone, the Celtics are going to have a very different feel next season.
Oh, very possibly. Look, I've been joking for years that there was the fourth year of a three-year plan and the fifth year of a three-year plan and the sixth year of a three-year plan, but there will be no seventh year of that three-year plan. Yes, they will be very different. They will not be a contender. They will be very, very fortunate if they can even compete for a playoff spot. They're in a complete rebuilding process. Danny Ainge has a lot of work ahead of him.
On the coaching front, what kind of coach do you think the Celts will be looking for to take on this new team?
A coach who has demonstrated a willingness and an expertise in dealing with young players, and one who is not going to drive a team crazy with some madness that implies that he thinks they can win a championship. Then there are a lot of name people out there. I mean, there are Jeff Van Gundy, who is still announcing, but is still young enough to get back in the game. His brother Stan, Nate McMillan, who coached with success in Portland. But there are a lot of people out there, and Danny may have something completely different in mind.
Back to Doc Rivers for one more question. Do you think the Celts are happy to see him go? Was the time up?
No. I think they would have been very happy to have Doc Rivers be the coach if he wanted to be there. But clearly, they felt that he simply did not want to be here, and they were kind of holding him to the idea that, you know, he can't go anywhere without their permission, given that he has 3 years left on a contract.
Bob Ryan, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bob.